Retrieving Your Power Animal Journey Meditation, an SSP audio led by Dr. Stephen Farmer. Be sure to stop by our audio library by visiting shamanicpractice.org.
Take a few deep breaths. That's it. Relax. And as you do, call on any spirit guides or helpers you work with, whether in animal or other form. Your mission here is to meet and greet your power animal, and ask that animal spirit guide to be with you as a source of spiritual power for your protection and guidance. They're very eager to work with us these days, so you'll inevitably find the right one for you. Or should I say, you'll find each other because of your mutual intentions. So let the drumbeat carry you. Now look for an opening in the earth that comes to mind. It can be a rabbit hole, knot hole in a tree, a lake or an ocean, a cave, or anything that leads down. It can be a memory of an actual place you know, or a place in your imagination. Go to that opening now. Set your intention and jump in with your consciousness. You'll find yourself going downward through some sort of tunnel. You feel completely safe knowing there are spirit guides already with you, whether or not you're aware of them. Continue going down until you see a light, the proverbial light at the end of the tunnel. Now step through that light, that opening. And as you step through, look around you. You'll find yourself in a natural setting, such as a forest, desert, beach, or in the mountains. We'll start out in a forest, although that may change for you to another setting. Take your time and really look around you. Observe what's there. Now begin walking through the forest, exploring. As you do, notice any animals that happen to cross your path. Throughout, you may continue walking in the forest. You may find yourself at a beach, desert, or mountain. It doesn't matter. Wherever you go, observe the animals that cross your path, whether mammal, fish, fowl, or reptile. Look for repetitive appearances by any animals. An And when an animal appears to you a fourth time, this is your power animal. I'll give you a few minutes to explore, to do this. If you find your power animal before you hear my voice again, you can explore non-ordinary reality further with them. Ask this spirit animal telepathically if they are willing to return with you and be your power animal. Now go ahead and explore this natural setting until you find your power animal. Okay, now that you've found your power animal, it's time to bring her home with you. Face your power animal, reach out with your left hand, palm up. Whatever size or shape your power animal is, notice as the etheric form of this spirit animal shrinks to fit the palm of your hand. Now close your hand, bring it to your heart center. Do this in ordinary reality as well. That's it. Next, open the hand over your heart and place your other hand over it. Now, take three slow, deep breaths. That's it. And as you do, feel the energy of this power animal merge into your entire body and being, starting at your heart center and emanating outward. Feel the power. Now rest in this energy for just a few moments. That's right. Notice your breathing. really get a sense of this power animal and what gifts they have to bring to you. That's it. And now take your power animal with you and explore non-ordinary reality, this lower world, a bit further. See what you discover, just observing, enjoying the company of your power animal, now that she's merged with you. Take a few moments to do so. You may have even questions for your power animal. What's her nature? What are the gifts? Feel free to have a conversation with your power animal. Discover more about her. Let her know about you as you explore the lower world. Alright, in just a few moments, you're going to hear the callback signal, which is three sharp drum beats, a very noticeable change in the drumming. At that point, start back to your point of entry, and then immediately after that, you'll hear rapid drumming, which means it's time to return to the starting place. That's the callback signal. Start going back to your point of entry. Now go back up the tunnel to your starting point. Now you have your power animal with you. Return to your starting point. Good. Good. That signals the end of the drumming and the journey. Now gradually bring your attention and awareness back into your immediate surroundings in ordinary reality. Take your time. If you found your power animal, congratulations. If for whatever reason you didn't, repeat this journey until you do. It will work. Open your eyes and look around you. Bring your attention and awareness completely back into your immediate surroundings.